The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Bob and Ruth Schmidt in memory of Sister Enos Artak.
Thank you, choir. Do we realize this is the last time they're singing before the fall again? And it was probably Eileen's last time to have to play with the choir, and she's going, oh, yay. That's not her thing. So beautifully done. Thank you, all of you. Our scripture reading today come from the book of John. Actually, I'm going to pull pieces out of three chapters. Hear these words from John 14, 15, and 16. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him. But because he abides in you, and he will be in you. When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You are also to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you, but now I'm going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray a moment. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. By now, our congregation knows that on days like this, when we honor graduates, confirmands, new members, baptisms, often I'm going to be speaking directly to them, with the rest of the congregation getting to listen in. So, Hannah and Sarah. And by the way, Aaron and Emily will get a copy of this sermon, their dads to pick it up off the pulpit. You were my first class in confirmation here at UCC. I'm just delighted to get to talk with you again. This is cool. It gives me great pleasure. I enjoyed reading your responses to the questions we sent out. So today is also the day of Pentecost, where more than wearing red, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. I know you remember the story, Jenny, and your Sunday school teachers and your pastors have told you about how the Holy Spirit came with the wind and the tongues of fire, and all the disciples started speaking in other languages. I know you remember that story, am I right? Yeah, I knew that. And this Holy Spirit came, and while these disciples were still hiding in fear after Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and his return to the Father, I know you remember how the disciples were inspired so that each one could hear what the Spirit had to say for everyone individually. And that they reminded all who heard that the Spirit would also come upon them, and that all would prophesy, and the young, they would see visions. I invite you to remember this story and our text for today, as you go on out into the world of adulthood, I'm going to say. Jesus said to his disciples as he led them to the place where he would be arrested, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I'm guessing you and most of us here could at least name some of those 10 commandments. I'm not going to ask anybody to do that. However, I hope you will always remember that there are the two great commandments that Jesus taught. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus puts it in another place, as I have loved you, so I ask you to love one another. I hope you also remember that when you were confirmed, I asked you some questions. And some of them you said, "I will," or "I do too." And then there were a few that you said, "I will with the help of God." None of us can do what Jesus asks of his disciples on our own. We need God's help, which comes through the Holy Spirit. God in Jesus Christ has sent that Holy Spirit to be with us forever. That word caught me. Forever. So wherever life takes you, the Holy Spirit, also known as the Advocate, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, will be with you. We won't see that Holy Spirit, but we will hear her voice. We will see the amazing things she leads you and all who listen to her. All that we do, we'll be able to see that Holy Spirit at work in us. This Holy Spirit continues to witness to what Jesus taught. The Holy Spirit's going to keep on reminding you how Jesus lived, died, and rose, and what he taught. When you least expect it, you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit encouraging you through the challenges of your life and to love God, neighbor, and yes, yourself. The Holy Spirit will remind you and all of us that we are beloved children of God who are called to act out the love of God and neighbor. In addition to Pentecost and Baccalaureate Sunday, this is also Mental Health Sunday. And I was thinking this year, how am I going to work in mental health on this Sunday? And then there was a gift that was given to me by the Holy Spirit. By Facebook, by the Armitages, by Hannah, and all of that came together in this video clip I'm about to show you as it honors one of our graduates today.
Very proud alumni of Neillsville High School from 1992, and it's an honor to be speaking in front of you today.
But where to go? Facebook sometimes asks.
Okay, something wrong, you're having trouble with the video. No, why?
Well, I've watched it enough to be able to talk it through.
Well, let's try one more time.
You want me to tell it? You want me to tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, the Armitages have a scholarship that is given every year, and Justin Armitage came down, and he said thank you to the entire community for supporting this scholarship. The scholarship is in remembrance of Ben, who was full of life, who enjoyed life, who was on the stage, who played athletics, who was a good student all along. He was confirmed in this church, and I'm getting goosebumps. I can't imagine what Corrine and...
I'm a very proud alumni of Neillsville High School from 1992, and it's an honor to be speaking in front of you today. By the way, two of my alumni are also speaking today, so... Before I get too far along, though, I really want to congratulate the graduating class of 2018. You worked very hard on your journey, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Joining me today are my parents, Neil and Corrine Armitage, and my brother's son, Mason. A little side note here, my dad is also a Neillsville High School alumni, but you gotta go down the hall, so you'll find him there. The Ben Armitage Scholarship is given by our family to help a graduating senior pursue their future endeavors. This scholarship would not be possible without the support of this community, friends, and family. This scholarship is also a way for our family to remember a great son, father, brother, husband, and friend. If any of you had ever had the chance to meet my brother Ben, you'd find a fun-loving, always having a good time, hard-working person. He was a guy that would be there whenever you needed him and was possibly the best listener I have ever known. In high school, Ben was a good student, athlete, and thoroughly enjoyed participating in choir and musicals put on the stage behind me. His warm personality, fun-loving character continued after high school as well, getting married, having kids, and enjoying life. Ben also had a side that very few people knew about. He battled depression for most of his adult life, and in 2014 ended his own life. This brings me to the second part of our scholarship, which is to help bring awareness to suicide and depression. We as a family believe anyone can make a positive difference in the lives of others. There are people in this room who battle depression, and you'd never know it. This is where anyone in this room can make a difference. A random phone call, a text, or a snap. Just letting somebody know that there's someone who cares can make a difference in the ways you may never know. Now, on to our scholarship recipient. We base our scholarship on how someone selflessly helped you in high school and how you intend to pay it forward throughout life. Our scholarship is in the amount of $1,000. Many times when we look at these acts of kindness, I imagine the helper has no idea of the impact that they made on these candidates' lives. I want to read a quote from our scholarship recipient's application. I needed someone to be on my case and show that they care. End quote. That's how you make a difference in someone's life, for a positive direction. By the way, I know this teacher, and I can guarantee you that was dumbed down a little bit. And if you in this room can make a positive difference in the lives of other people, no matter where you go in life, please help me congratulate our 2018 Ben Armitage Scholarship recipient, Hannah Erickson.
Do you see how that all came together with mental health and Pentecost and honoring our students? You see that? That's Holy Spirit at work, folks. I want you to notice that, because it just so happened that I caught that Facebook page. I don't always see Corrine's text. I saw that one. What a gift. And that Hannah, one of our graduates, was a recipient. Yay. Congratulations. But now I want you to know that she's not the only one of our four graduates to act out of kindness. Erin Voigt told me her greatest accomplishment in high school is taking care of children with special needs. I ran into her at the bowling alley a few weeks ago, and I was saying, "What are you doing?" And she says, "I'm taking care of a kid after school, from after school until about 10 o'clock at night every night. This child has to be taken care of, and somebody has to do it, and that's her work." I'm really proud of her for that. And then Sarah's kindness, well, I heard about that when she was honored by the Optimist Club. Kristen, who's the pharmacist at Snipeman's, and Sarah has worked there for several years now. That's why she tells me she's not here, usually. But she's an employee there who helps people as they pick up their prescriptions. Now, I know that when I have to pick up my prescriptions, I'm often not feeling very well. And that means I might be a little cranky, and I sure need a smile like the one that Sarah gave. Emily Voigt persisted in playing basketball throughout her high school career. I watched her play only a few games, but I know that when you play for Mr. Geyer, you need to be to support and be kind to your teammates in order to get survive his grueling expectations. Am I right? I'm hoping that you girls act out of these kindnesses, not only because your families taught you, and I know they have, but also because you know this is the Jesus way. Jesus left us on earth so that now we can be led by the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is going to show us the truth about the world. Graduates, at times the world acts in ways that are opposed to the ways of Jesus Christ. You know the story. Many of the shooters in high school killings were bullied by their classmates. You know it is hard to stand up against bullies. And you know it is hard to be bullied. You know, kids who stay true to the teachings of Jesus sometimes are given a hard time. They're teased and laughed at for not going along with the crowd. You know when kids sometimes make choices that others do not make. Sometimes it's hard for you because you've been the person to make those choices, but you also know sometimes it's your friends who make the choices and it's hard for you also to support them. So, you know, it's hard on all situations to be true to who you are as a Christian. You know, the quiet ones, not involved in activities, not in the activities that make them popular, and who march to their own drum. You know that they need a friend. This was true in elementary school, in middle school when I first met you, and in high school, and it will be true in college, on the job, and in life in general. Very few people who get teased, bullied, and put down are going to kill others. But all of us need a friend who will be kind. And the Holy Spirit will truly point out to you and to all of us, to me, those who need support. Even as the Holy Spirit also points out to us the power of sin and unrighteousness and injustice in the world. We will see those who are in need. And we will see, if we open our eyes to the ways that the world behaves, that is filled with sin, injustice, oppression, and unrighteousness. The rulers of this world who act in sin, unrighteousness, and judgment will themselves be judged and condemned. How many watched that wedding yesterday? Anybody? Did you guys watch it? I want to encourage you to, if you're able to do computer stuff, I want to encourage you to watch the Bishop Curry's address to the couple and the world. Folks, that was one sermon to watch and to hear. It was really, really good. And that was coming from all my colleagues on Facebook. And I went, yeah, I got to watch it. And I watched it twice. It's on PBS Today at 2. Okay. So in his wedding sermon yesterday, he had it right. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It needs kindness enacted. We all know what the Holy Spirit whispers in our ears and heart. What the Holy Spirit causes us to see with our eyes and our heart. What the Holy Spirit leads us to do is not always easy. It was not easy for those students of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland to call our nation and its leaders to take seriously the need for gun control. It could not have been easy for the three or four of your classmates to walk out of their classrooms here in Clark County hoping for a change in gun laws. Those may not be the issues that the Holy Spirit sets before you. But believe me, there will be places where you will be, and all of us will be, called to speak the truth to power. There are places where the Holy Spirit will lead you, lead all of us to work against sin, oppression, and for righteousness and justice. Your work, our work, as followers of Jesus, as the church, and as individuals, is to pray and to be Spirit-led. Let us all claim the power and the vision, the words and the actions of the Holy Spirit in our lives. On this Pentecost Sunday, Baccalaureate Sunday, Mental Health Sunday, let us go forth led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Bonnie, for trying to work on that and getting it done. Okay. Let us hear some words from our graduates. Come on up, Hannah and Sarah. Tell me, graduating from Neillsville High School, you are going to be going to school in?
In the fall, I'll be attending UW-Marshfield to get my generals to move on to Stevens Point to become an interior designer and architect.
And Sarah?
I will be going to River Falls in the fall, and I will probably be majoring in some form of biology, hopefully to become a pathologist or some other thing in the medical field.
Mm-hmm. And you want to continue your art?
Right.
Yeah. She's quite an artist, likes to draw and... Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what you've enjoyed about high school.
I don't know. It's probably all the memories I made with my friends and just hanging out.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about some prom and parade floats. What's going on with that?
Every year, my class made our homecoming float at my house. Quite the adventure for 4 years, let me tell you, but it was fun.
Okay. And tell me about some of the things that you enjoyed in high school.
I enjoyed all of the classes that I took and all of the people that I took them with. A lot of fun.
You had a lot of fun, and you were also in some clubs.
Right. I'm in the Creative Writing Club. I was in the Spanish Club, and I'm in the Arts Club and Staff.
Okay, and there's also something that you do over there on Hewitt Street with your dad? Martial arts?
Oh, right.
Tell us about martial arts. Which one are you in?
I am in Kikido, which is a blend of Taekwondo, Hapkido, and Judo. And I am a black belt in that.
Did you hear that? Black belt. Okay. Whoa. One would not think so, huh? Hannah, also you did forensics?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. What did you do with that?
So, like, forensics, it's like not what you think it is. It's not about crime and stuff. It's like a speaking contest. So... it's hard to explain though. But for the 3 years that I was in it, my team went to state all 3 years in Madison. We got to spend a weekend on campus and just experience the city of Madison and State Street.
Mm-hmm. You had to argue some points, didn't you?
Mine wasn't like arguing. I The three pieces I did was all comedy based because everyone loves a good laugh. But yeah, it was fun.
We're gonna have you up in the pulpit sometime again, right?
I don't know.
Actually, you're both good speakers. Anything else I should know, or anything else you want to know? So Aaron and Emily Voigt are going to be going to UW-Eau Claire is the plan. Both girls are looking at going into education, elementary ed, though that's not written in stone for either one of them yet. I shared with you their accomplishments in the sermon. They have been active girls all the way through high school, too. I know one of them at least is in show choir.
That's Aaron.
Aaron, and you've been in show choir, too? No.
I'm just in regular choir.
In regular choir, and you?
I used to be in band, and I took choir for a year, but it was too much to take both of them together.
Right, right. Okay. And you've been a bell player here at the church, too. Okay. Let's pray for these girls. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for these young ladies, and Aaron and Emily as well. And those others who have graduated that have been listed in the bulletin, Emma and Ben, we pray that you would guide them in their days ahead, that they might continue to know the love of Jesus, that they might continue to be faithful, that they might continue to rely on you and be led by you. Help them to see those in need. Help them to see the places where they need to speak up. Give them the courage that they need to do what Jesus followers do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you. Our song is Now in the Days of Youth.
Thank you.
Please be seated and let us pray. Most holy and loving God, we ask that you would send your Spirit among us. Help each of us to know what it is that you call us to do. Help us to remember who we are, whose we are, and who we are to be. Oh God, our God, we ask for your guidance by the Holy Spirit to guide this church so that it might be faithful in the world and among its members. Let your truth be among us. Give us the mission to which we are called. Help us to hear the Holy Spirit, to see what is going on in our community and the world to which we need to respond. Oh God, our God, we ask that you would be faithful in the world and help us to notice. Help us to notice the joy that takes place when there is a wedding that encompasses and enthralls the world. Help us also to notice an eruption of a volcano in Hawaii and children being taken from their parents' arms as they come to cross the border. Oh God, open our eyes to the needs of your world. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus, and as he taught us, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Bob and Ruth Schmidt in memory of Sister Ines Artak.